Welcome to episode 236 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. I'm Peter Anderson. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. Today we turn to the book of 2 Corinthians, the 37th book in our series, 50 books of the Bible in 50 weeks, continuing to explore some of the epistles written by the Apostle Paul to early Christian congregations. When we studied the 16th book in our series, the book of Nehemiah, we explored the notion of servant leadership, a term coined by researcher Robert Greenleaf that has come to describe the lives and work of luminaries from Jesus to Mahatma Gandhi to Albert Schweitzer to Martin Luther King Jr. Characteristics associated with one who can be described as a servant leader often include the following: listening, empathy, healing, awareness, commitment to the growth of people, and building community. In both New Testament epistles to the church at Corinth, but especially in 2 Corinthians, Paul gives a powerful example of what it means to lead the body of Christ. Paul is a man who endures much suffering and affliction. He knows what it is like both to inflict pain, which he does when he relentlessly persecutes Christians, and to suffer pain, which he experiences physically and emotionally. But he believes in a God who comforts the downcast, and he shows us that God is not only our comforter, but he also wants to use us to comfort others. 2 Corinthians 1, verses 3 to 4. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our affliction, so that we may be able to comfort those who are in any affliction with the comfort with which we ourselves are comforted by God. There is purpose in the afflictions of Paul. Paul experiences the comfort of God, and as a result is able to comfort others with the comfort he has received. The word comfort here means to lessen the sadness of someone and strengthen them with hope. Paul sees this as an important aspect of his leadership. Not only is God our comforter in difficult times, but he wants to use us to be a comfort to others. There is purpose behind our pain, but we must first be humble enough to admit that we need the comfort of God in order to receive it. Do you need God's comfort today? Ask him for it. Speaking of humility, as a servant leader, Paul shows humility. 2 Corinthians 3, verse 5. Not that we are sufficient in ourselves to claim anything as coming from us, but our sufficiency is from God. Paul could have claimed his status as a Roman citizen, his education at the feet of the esteemed Rabbi Gamaliel, his success as a man of letters, his record of raising up churches and winning converts for the faith, or his command of multiple languages. However, he claims no competence, qualification, or adequacy. Paul does not consider himself sufficient for the great task of changing lives for Christ. Only Jesus is sufficient for such a job. The Contemporary English Version puts it this way: we don't have the right to claim that we have done anything on our own. God gives us what it takes to do all we do. Some people refuse to be used by God because they think of themselves as not ready. But in a sense, we're never ready or worthy. If we were, the sufficiency would be in ourselves and not from God. God is the one who empowers us, not only to be leaders, but also to be followers. Above all, Christian leaders are to do what Christ himself did: pour out their lives in self-giving love for the sake of others. While Christians in no way atone for sin, as Christ did, we do spread the knowledge of that atonement in the way he did, through sacrificial love. 2 Corinthians 4, verses 10 to 12, always carrying in the body the death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may also be manifested in our bodies. For we who live are always being given over to death for Jesus' sake, so that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our mortal flesh. So death is at work in us, but life in you. Paul writes that if we are afflicted, it is for your comfort and salvation. For what we proclaim is not ourselves, but Jesus Christ as Lord, with ourselves as your servants for Jesus' sake. Servant leadership is not optional for the global church. It is not for some regions of the world and not for others. It is the high calling of all who lead God's people. On numerous occasions, Paul points to the example of Jesus, an example he follows. 2 Corinthians 8, verse 9. For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sake he became poor, so that you by his poverty might become rich. Jesus lived his earthly life as a poor man. While he may not have been a destitute beggar, he could say of himself in Matthew 8, verse 20, foxes have holes and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head. Jesus, who humbles himself, condescending to set aside his divinity to put on humility, accepts a simple life of poverty for our sakes. Paul, who comes from a wealthy and influential family in Tarsus, decides to accept a simple life as a missionary, supporting himself as a tent maker. He does not use his position to enrich himself or to further his personal interests. Paul first comes to Corinth during his second missionary journey in approximately AD 50. After he leaves the ancient Greek city, numerous and serious problems develop in the new church there, problems that require his leadership. Leaders need to address issues as they arise, decisively and effectively. Being a servant leader does not mean being soft, excusing bad behavior, or ignoring conflict. If issues are not addressed, they will continue. Understanding this, Paul sends the Corinthians a letter of admonition. He does not hold back. He tackles the concerns head on. A member of the church in Corinth had caused his fellow church members and Paul much pain. Paul recommends punishment, which the church carries out. The outcome reveals that the discipline is not vengeful, but loving and redemptive, leading to repentance and restoration. Then in verse 7, Paul says, "Now, however, it is time to forgive and comfort him, otherwise he may be overcome by discouragement." Living in unity requires us to humbly forgive one another and to follow our leaders. 2 Corinthians reminds us that even as Christians, we hurt each other and need to forgive those who wrong us, that Paul is willing to exhort the Christian believers to forgive those who have fallen away and repented, even as he defends his own apostleship against a vocal opposition, illustrates the apostle's commitment to this way of life among God's people. Throughout this book, you can see his concern about Christian fellowship and unity of the faith. Yes, Paul does defend himself, but it is not because he seeks adulation. 2 Corinthians 4, verse 5, "For we are not proclaiming ourselves, but Jesus Christ as Lord, and ourselves as your slaves because of Jesus." The emphasis of the word slave is on the subordinate relationship of the slave to the master. In the Greek world, the word had a humiliating, scornful ring to it. In the Old Testament, with its understanding of God as Lord, to be his slave is both honorable and desirable. For Paul, Jesus is his Lord or master who has assigned him and his co-workers to serve the Corinthian believers. Far from dictated to the Corinthians, as some likely charge, he served them on behalf of his master. A true Christian leader is a servant of others. Far from showing a dictatorial spirit, she or he imitates the servant leader model Jesus lived. Father, thank you for the example of servant leadership that we see in the life of the Apostle Paul. May we show similar humility, awareness, concern for healing, and commitment to the growth of others, whether or not we're in positions of leadership. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.